reprogramming is simply moving money from one account or one activity to another. In other words, if you've budgeted money for one thing and want to move it to do something else, perhaps because you're not spending enough money on one program and are spending too much on another, or have too much money in one account and need more in another. That's what reprogramming is about. It's literally moving money around.
Isn't that, though, kind of contrary to the idea of the appropriations process, which is Congress decides, after getting the budget request from the administration, how they want to spend the money. Congress decides how the Pentagon should spend it, and then the Pentagon goes and spends it.
Well, yes, but remember, budgets are simply estimates, and when you put money in and get the budget approved, there are still several months very often to go before the budget even begins to spend for a given year, and then it runs through the year. Now, there's no way to predict how quickly or how slowly the spend out is going to take shape. And so that's why there is a reprogramming process, because you want to make sure that your money is being spent efficiently. By the way, this is something that's very common in business. Every business has a kind of reserve that allows you to move money around in order to be responsive to the needs of the day.
So the reason we're talking about this today, Dove, is the Navy Times reports that Senator John McCain will block Pentagon requests to divert money to pay for new programs not previously authorized. How does that impact what the Pentagon's trying to do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, if the Pentagon wants to start anything new at all and needs more money to get that started, it has to go to the Congress to get permission. There are several different levels of programming. There are some things that can be done internally without any problem. Then there are others that are what are called below threshold, which allows you up to a certain amount of money that you can move around. But the levels, considering the size of the Pentagon budget, are really small. For instance, in the procurement account, you can't move more than $20 million around for any given line item. In research and development, it's $10 million. So we're talking about very small sums of money. Anything above that, or anything, say, if you wanted to move from research and development to procurement, or vice versa, or to personnel, you have to go to a minimum of four committees for approval, the two Armed Services Committees on both sides of the Congress, and the Senate and House Defense Appropriations Committees. And if it involves intelligence, you need two more committees, House and Senate. If any one of those says no, that's the end of it.
So Senator McCain says that he's asking for a full accounting of reprogramming in 2010 and 2011, including a list of new unauthorized expense, again reported by the Navy Times. And this letter he's sending to Secretary Panetta says, "I will not approve any further reprogramming requests, until I'm provided this information." So on the one hand, this sounds to me like this is an opportunity for him to really put the kibosh on new programs. And on the other hand, it sounds a little bit like a typical senator's hold type prerogative. Until I get this, I'm not going to give you this. Is there one of those that you think this is more like, based on your experience?
Well, we've sometimes had this in the past where there's been concern about a given program or the movement of some money, and so you put a hold on everything. By and large, the requests for reprograms come after the mid-year execution review, which is just to see how quickly or how slowly you spent money on given projects or programs. And at that point, they usually come up with what's called an omnibus reprogramming, lots and lots of reprogrammings that take place in order to sort things out and make sure taxpayer money is being spent properly. That's not going to come for a couple of months anyway, so hopefully that can be resolved with Senator McCain. Yes, there have been cases in the past where there's been a holdup. Again, if you want to have an efficient budget and you want to go beyond just budgeting and estimating and actually spending money properly, you've got to have that kind of flexibility. And the Congress is very, very, very controlling about this. If you look at the total amount of money that can actually be moved around, it's only a handful of billions of dollars. I think right now the number may be five. Well, on a budget of $500 billion, $5 billion isn't an awful lot of flexibility.
The idea of this is there are a lot of folks that are that don't pay attention to the Pentagon every day that are coming to this with new eyes and acting like it's never happened before. It's a brand new thing. So it's interesting to me to hear that this is a common practice, not just in general, but in the Pentagon in particular.
Well, it's, I don't know what you mean by this. If you mean moving money around.
Yeah, yes. just the whole idea of reprogramming.
Of course, it's very common, and there are some very strict rules. And to my knowledge, you know, certainly in my time, but I believe my predecessors and my successors all have been very, very careful about this for one very simple reason. If the money is moved around and it is above these low thresholds that I was talking about, the $10 million or $20 million, and Congress doesn't approve it, then you run the risk of really having serious problems with the Congress. First of all, they're never going to approve another reprogramming for a very long time. In a sense, that's kind of what Senator McCain is saying. And secondly, it's going to affect your future budget. There has to be a degree of openness and cooperation with the Hill, because after all, they have the power of the purse. So I certainly don't recall certainly in this decade, or the past one, I guess, since 2000, any kind of case where there was, you know, a deliberate attempt to avoid the congressional oversight. I mean, we call it mother may I. You really go and get permission for these sorts of things.